Thank you, Philip.
Appreciate it.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 125-163 the game. We're live at Bridgestone Arena today. Preds Islanders tonight, but Titans and Packers on the road at Lambeau Field. And a man that is there that's going to be covering the Two-Tone Blue tonight and has been for a long time, Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com, is on the line with us. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing good, Chase. Hope everybody's doing great today.
Doing fantastic. Going to see if our Commodores can make it two in a row. But got to focus on the game tonight as some key injuries for Mike Vrabel and company. And I want to start with Ben Jones. He's out. He's been in concussion protocol. Not going to go tonight. And Derek and I were just talking about, you know, that's one that really concerns you because he and Ryan Tannehill are literally connected at the hip. How big of a loss is that going to be, not having Ben Jones on that O-line tonight?
Well, it is big because you're right. I mean, those two, you know, are on the same page. They certainly, you know, Ben directs that offensive line. He's kind of a tone setter out there on top of being a really good player. So, you know, you lose a guy like that for this week, it's tough, and the Titans have got to adjust. They can go a couple of different ways. I can't tip my hand on what's happening because I get to watch practice, but your options are either plugging Corey Levin in and having him be your starting center, or you move Aaron Brewer to center and let Dylan Raiden play guard because they've done that some too. So we'll see how things unfold, but definitely an adjustment, and you know, guys have to be on the same page.
Something else that we've been discussing a lot, you know, Treylon Burks missed some time with the injury. I kind of felt before he got hurt, he was starting to grasp this offense. You could tell that he was starting to really get the NFL, and then he gets sidelined. I'd like to see him used more. What are some ways in your mind, Jim, that they can incorporate Treylon Burks more in this offense?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'd like to see him more. I'd like to see Chig Okonkwo more. And I know Mike Vrabel talked about Chig some this week. I mean, I think those guys, you know, some of your top playmakers who are just rookies, and Treylon still, I think, has got the fresh legs working for him after, you know, being out for 4 or 5 weeks. He was rehabbing during that time off and was getting his conditioning right. But I just think he's got a little bit of a jump to him, and so I think you just give him a chance to make plays in one-on-one situations. He's a guy who can go up and get the football and can run with it. You know, Mike Vrabel kidded early in the year about it. Now he needs to, because Strayman catches the ball and he wants to hunt guys down. I mean, he can make guys miss. So I think getting him the ball in space is key, and I think getting some production from your receiving core is key to open things up for Derek tonight.
Yeah, talking to Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. And, you know, another thing, too, is Derek was talking about earlier, is getting Nick Westbrook-Ikhine to have a repeat of performance. Had two really big catches last week. He's a guy that, you know, I think with with Robert Woods and with Treylon Burks, you know, you wanted to have that three-headed monster at receiver, and it hasn't worked that way due to injury. But what's the key in your mind to getting NWI to continue the success that he had last week?
Well, I think confidence-wise, I mean, that definitely helped him. I mean, obviously, they were coming off a game, you know, where they got beat up pretty good after the Kansas City game for not having a catch. And obviously, some guys dropped passes. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, I don't want to call that a drop, but that's a ball that an NFL receiver needs to come down with. Same with Chris Conley. Chris Conley now has been released. I'm not saying it's all because of that drop, but the expectation is if you're getting the ball thrown your way, you got to come down with it. So he's capable of being a good player for this team on a consistent basis. It's just a matter of really targeting those guys. I think they'll get more targets now. I mean, part of the problem in that Chiefs game is that those guys just didn't get many opportunities. And when you're a receiver, and Derek knows this, I mean, you know, you're going out for routes time and time and time and time again, you're not getting any looks. I know it can, you know, puts even more pressure on you when the ball does come your way. So those guys just need to be more involved in the offense, and it needs to be, you know, this offense needs to be, have a little more diversity to it.
Now, Jim, I'm going to stick with the offense for a minute, but I do have questions about the defense as well and the guys that are in and out. But why is it so hard for the Tennessee Titans to get their rookies, their offensive rookies involved? You look around the league, And the league has pushed for more points in a wide open situations for offenses, and it sort of put the defense at times at a disadvantage. But why is it that the Titans hadn't been able to take advantage of the way the NFL is shifting, with especially with their young guys? Because you see across the league, these young guys come here. I mean, they come into the league, and you have a handful of them that explode and jump on the scene, but then you have another handful that gradually make their way through the league that first year, but they're making contributions, huge contributions to their team. And you just, for whatever reason, you don't see that with the Titans.
Yeah, and I know each case is different. I mean, I do think Traylon would have been more involved, and would have steadily gotten better and been more productive if not for that injury he suffered on October 2nd. And I think, he was four games in. I think we were starting to see some things from him, and I think that would have continued. And then all of a sudden, you got to hit pause because he goes on injured reserve. Chig, only thing I can say is that, they've got a lot of trust in Jeff Swaim and obviously Austin Hooper. You got five for a reason, and that just kind of has limited Chig's snap counts and limited his opportunities. But I'm with people, including sounds like you, who would like to see those guys involved more because, look at what happens when you give Chigakonkwo the ball. I mean, he has made some big plays for this team, and I'd like to see him targeted more and given some more opportunities. And again, I think Traylon, once he gets back in the groove, I think he's going to be a big factor. And another guy, I really do think that if Kyle Phillips would have stayed healthy and not had to deal with the shoulder and then the hammy, then he would have been, he potentially could have been this team's leading receiver at this point. But, injuries happen, and now he's kind of rebooting himself. But I think the plan coming in the season was probably for Traylon and Kyle Phillips to be two of your top guys. It just hadn't played out that way.
Absolutely. The defense, Lonnie Johnson being out, and Chase asked the question, how do you rate the guys, 1 through 10 on being out? And he said Bud Dupree. And I'll rate Bud Dupree. It's had nothing to do with his ability to play the game because I think he's a really good player. But I ranked him a 5 because my thing was, listen, he's been in and out of the lineup. They're used to it. They've adjusted, and they've moved on, so to speak. If you listen to Vrabel talk when he talks about Bud Dupree, it's like, okay, if he's here, he's here. If he's not, it's not. We're going to continue to play. But the one guy I think will be sorely missed, well, two, is Amani Hooker and Lonnie Johnson. And that's only because of the depth. And I rated Lonnie Johnson a 6 because of the depth on that secondary. They can't afford to lose too many people.
Yeah, and they've had such a good job of guys stepping in and plugging and playing, and Lonnie's one of those guys, and Andrew Adams one of those guys, Terrence Mitchell's one of those guys, and that's going to continue tonight. I mean, I think, the hope is that Elijah Bolden's going to be able to play him out. When I saw him go off last week, and I thought, oh, no, this is the hip, this is the groin again, this is probably it for him. But, talking to him in the locker room on Tuesday, it sounded to me like he was feeling okay, and he is still – and that he maybe is even gaining confidence that he can work through something like that. So, I mean, if he's back in the mix, Lonnie's you're going to miss him, but, Andrew Adams obviously can step in and play opposite Kevin Byard. If Mold is back in the mix, then you got Terrence Mitchell and some extra packages. You got a little bit more depth there, but, it is crazy to think about guys who have become valuable that you never would have thought of, and Lonnie was one of those guys, and now, again, without him, and you got to make do.
Now, what's the latest on Caleb Farley? I'm just worried about the young man, from a career standpoint. This would be the second, sort of back issues that he's had, and I said yesterday, this kid was put behind the eight ball, and I vehemently said, I don't think he's a corner in this league. I think they should have tried to move him to safety. But it is what it is. But he's been behind the eight ball. Came in injured, being a first-round pick. You got all that pressure on you to play. And I don't think he ever really, truly got healthy. And look at him now. He's back on the injury report.
Yeah, and I hate it for him because he's a great kid. I mean, from the day he got here, he was dealing with a lot. He had the back, right out of, had a back throughout college. He had the knee he was dealing with. He lost his mother not too long ago. And he was so thankful that the Titans gave him a chance and believed in him. And then he just couldn't ever get right. And he hurt the knee, again. And in that game, over at Nissan Stadium, and was put on the shelf and was trying to work his way back from that. And now here he is with the back again. What his long-term status is, I saw TD's report this week that kind of gets a little bit more in-depth on the particulars of the injury. Mm-hmm. And, I just hope the best for him. I hate that he's having to deal with that again, because he really is a nice kid. I mean, he works hard, and football means a lot to him. And he's always eager, to do more. But, he was in a position where they just didn't have complete faith and trust in him, because if they did, he'd be out there playing. And then when he did go out there, he gets hurt, and now he's kind of, it's kind of starting over again. So I don't know what's going to happen from here, but it's just been, it's just hadn't worked out for him or for the team by what's happened.
Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com in Green Bay. We have a few people that we know that have come up there for the game, so make sure Jared behaves.
Slap him in the back of the head.
It's the only one. Only one I'm really worried about. But
he's gonna be one of those guys, I bet, with his shirt off.
I don't know.
Making a lot of noise.
I don't know if we want that. Jim.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time.
He'd be curled up in the fetal position somewhere. Yeah, maybe at the top of the stadium.
Thanks for the time, as always, and enjoy the game tonight.